Welcome to Making America Strong Again, the only program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Join fellow patriots as we rediscover our past, reignite our future, and celebrate America now.
Well, welcome to Making America Strong Again. It is great to have you here today. We have a special show that is exciting on a number of levels. First of all, after many of you who have known about the Making America Strong Again opportunity, what we've been doing to celebrate America now, last week in Indian River County, Florida, we launched a new national campaign called Celebrate America Now, and it was a phenomenal event. We'll talk about that for a little bit today, but we're also going to pick up where we left off in our previous conversation about the warrior spirit, because the warrior spirit is in the heart of true Americans, and that warrior spirit carries forth whether you are a veteran or whether you've not been active in the military service, but you carry America's pride in your heart, and you want to share that, but more than sharing it, you're willing to fight for it. The willingness to stand up and be counted, the willingness to go forth and share what's good about America, to share those exceptional stories of people that are just amazing in the marketplace and in service of one another and in service to our country. Today I'm joined by a fellow veteran, a gentleman who has been a leader in our community, but also who's been a leader in parts all over the country, a gentleman that has experience in the United States Air Force. He retired as a full-bird colonel. He's a fellow aviator and a gentleman that has taken a leadership role to show our county what an active veterans community looks like and to begin to plant seeds that we're going to replicate and tie in with our warrior spirit and our celebration of America all over the country. I'd like to welcome Colonel Marty Zickert. Marty.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here, sir.
It's a privilege. I've been involved, as you know, with you from the very beginning, and all it takes is one person sometimes to start something up and say, follow me, and it's amazing what will happen. And that's kind of what's happened both with Patriot Mission and also with the Veterans Council in Indian River County. My wife, 5 years ago, I whined for, gosh, probably 4 or 5 years about what was happening, what wasn't doing right, and says, if you're going to bitch and moan about it and complain, get involved and change it. And that's the best advice I ever got. to her dismay, I got involved. I mean, I got over-involved. And, you know, as a typical fighter pilot mentality is you run around with your hair on fire with, I can do this, I can do that. And I did. And all of a sudden, people started coming out of the woodwork and saying, wow, we'd like to do that. We'd like to help. And the Veterans Council is consists of 23 veterans organizations, and we've recruited 31 non-veterans. We have attorneys, we have banks, we have just people that said, wow, what a cool idea, how do we get involved? And then the mall got involved. They came to realize that there was a lot of guys sitting in the hallways sitting there with their Vietnam cap, their World War II hat, and looking at their watch while the wife was in Macy's buying shoes. And they knew that that wasn't good, but they didn't know what to do about it. And they talked to one of our county commissioners, Joe Fletcher, and he said, get the veterans involved. And, of course, their idea of veterans was a guy standing on the street corner, you know, with a ponytail and we'll work for food and kind of going, woohoo. And so he said, no, they've changed.
Yeah, there's a little bit more to the veteran community than the homeless part of the veteran community.
Yeah, we don't have, as Indian River County doesn't have a homeless problem. And I'll talk more about that later because of veterans. You know, that care, and it all it takes is just someone motivating it, and that should be countrywide.
It
shouldn't be Indian River County. Shouldn't be. I mean, we're a small place, and we've got maybe 18,000 veterans. That's not very big, not when you compare it to some, even the neighboring counties. Brevard's got probably five times as many because of Patrick Air Force Base and the space shuttle program and all that. But we got involved. The mall came to us and said, we'd like a little coffee and donut, somewhere we can get the veterans just out off the spot talking about something other than looking at their watch. And I said, great. And then 2 weeks later, they said, well, we'd really like you to do retail. Well, I spent 30 years in the Air Force, and I'm really good dropping bombs on people. I know nothing about retail. So I went to the Vietnam Veterans organization we have here, and I found probably 10, 15 people that had all levels of experience in retail. I mean, they had been – I had guys that were warehouse men. I had guys that sold in New York City. So it was all levels, and the smartest thing I did then was just got out of the way. Because one of the things I learned as a commander is what you do is you go to the chief and say, it'd be really neat if, and then you stay out of the way and you don't ask him how he did it. You don't ask him. All you know is when he calls you and says, Colonel, come take a look at this.
See if you like this.
I like this. See if you like this.
You know, Colonel, it's interesting you should say that because I've been learning a lot about that as we, you know, create an idea that people really get behind. And I imagine you've had a similar experience when you paint a vision and suddenly people come out of the woodwork to support it and say, all right, how can we help? And the manager in us says, well, you know, we have to do this and this.
Yeah.
And it's funny when one of the old hands comes along, grabs you by the scruff of the neck and says, okay, here's how this works. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
It works much more productively. You cast the vision. Now let people do what they're gifted at doing.
Yeah.
And one of the things I want to ask you about, because a lot of folks that are in the civilian community don't really know that senior military leaders actually do a lot of work when they're still wearing their blue suit or their flight suit in the community.
Right.
You were a commander. You worked with communities both here in the United States and overseas. What is that process and relationship like?
Well, it's you've got to understand where they're coming from and what their motivation is to help. Some of them, it is personal motivation. I want to, when I was in Germany, we had a couple incidents with the Germans, and there was a gentleman from over in the Bitburg area who showed up. He was kind of like a county commissioner, showed up at the top of a fire truck to solve the problem of what the Americans were doing wrong. And, you know, we had some personal relationships where we fired a young man whose father was the mayor of a local town. He wasn't very happy with that. Well, his son was an alcoholic.
There's a reason for
it. You know, you learn how to deal with people, and it doesn't make any difference where you're at. You learn their motivation. Why are they there? Is it for I want to show off, or do they sincerely want to help and will do anything? And that's the kind of person I'm looking for, is someone who says, how can I help? And actually means, how can I help? What can I do? Not my firm, not anything, just me. What can I do?
And it's not always about writing a check, is it?
No. I tell people, it's your time. Give me your time. I will find the money.
So
you just give me your time.
The time and the relationships and connections that people have in the community.
Yeah.
Which one of the central themes to our idea of celebrating America now is that I believe in every county in America there are tremendous resources, many of which go unused.
Yes.
Because people don't know what's there. And I imagine you've discovered that.
Yeah. You know, as much as I've done over the past 3 years, particularly with the buses, the mall store, I find it amazing that people go, oh, I didn't know. And particularly in this little region here, we have the island where the people that are CEOs of major companies have retired to, who never come over the bridge type of thing. And then we have the people that are here, and we start looking for involvement, community involvement. I just, after 3 years, had my first church group come to me and say, we want to adopt you. We want to help. How can we help? We're not here as AA. We're not here as anything else. We're not trying to convert anybody. We're here to help. What can we do? We have these services available. And that's the one thing that I've tried to do in Indian River County is find out what services are available for the guys coming back. You know, when we came back from Nam, it was very simple. People hated us. Well, I can live with that. That's an emotion. I didn't have a problem with that. You know, I don't know why, but that's the burden we had to bear. The kids now were raised in a generation where there were no losers. If you remember, everybody got a trophy.
That's
everything
right.
was wonderful. There is your self-esteem is all about your self-esteem. Now the kids go through and, you know, they're doing 3, 4, 5 tours in the sandbox. When they walk through an airport in uniform, everyone's going, yay, take my seat, let me buy dinner, et cetera. Take off the uniform and people don't know who they are and they feel forgotten. And I would rather have people really upset with me than to be forgotten. And once they're forgotten, they tend to sink into the woodwork and they don't want to get involved. Even though they know they need help, they just don't want to get involved. So what we're trying to do here, and not just me, but nationally, same thing with what you're doing, is get the young guys involved with something.
Absolutely.
And once you get them involved, I'm working with a group called Team Red, White, and Blue. Activities, physical activities. You know, when we were young, you know,
a couple of years back,
and we were always been competitive. We're still competitive, you know, and we want to do better than the Air Force guys want to do better than the Navy. You know,
and we always seem to do that.
We always do that, and it's, you know, it must be sad, but that's the type of thing that we're trying to do, is to draw them out, because veterans, what I found is they can identify one another. You know, the predominant thing with the OEF, OIF guys is the tattoos type thing. And so I can walk in with an OEF guy and he'll walk into a gym and go, him, her, him. But now I identified them. Now how do I get them out and get them involved?
That's right.
And that's hard to do. And that's what we're hoping to do with Patriot Mission as well.
Well, yep. Colonel, when we come back from the break, we're going to drill down into what you experienced in our event last week and some of the perspective you have not only locally but nationally as we start to spin this operation up and you really build these collaborative relationships and leverage them.
Yep.
Because what you talked about with the churches is also a big part of our objective, because there are collaborative organizations all over the county that if they're invited to help, they love to help.
Yeah.
The challenge is there's not been let's just call it a super connector that can pull these different resources around, that the only objective is we're advocates for America.
Right.
So we don't have a political agenda. We have an agenda that says strengthen the economy, unite our fellow citizens, and rekindle national pride.
Yep.
That's what Making America Strong Again is all about. So we will come back shortly and we'll rock and roll.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.
Hi, this is Kelly Fisher, a supporter of the Making America Strong Again mission and your local real estate professional here on the Treasure Coast. It has been my honor to serve our wonderful community since 2003, and with over 1,500 home sales over the past 21 years, it's my hope that you will consider the Kelly Fisher team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's International Realty for all your real estate needs. Whether you are buying, selling, investing, or just need some friendly advice, our mission is to serve you with integrity and to negotiate your best deal. We offer concierge real estate services to beautiful homes in every price range. Please visit us at kellysoldmyhome.com, and may we also invite you to view over 100 raving fan client testimonials on Zillow.com and Realtor.com. Please call me at 772-321-6905.
Hi, this is David Brooks, host of Retire for Real Radio. Join me right here on WAXE Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m., where we'll tackle all topics: retirement, healthcare, Social Security, taxes, annuities, anything to deal with your retirement and financial stability, we'll discuss it here. Look forward to seeing you Saturday.
At Surf Pro of Vero Beach, no job is too big and no question is too small. So when fire, water, or mold damage strikes your home or business, call on Surf Pro of Vero Beach at 772-770-0501. That's where you'll find a team of specialists that's faster to any size disaster. So when the things that matter most are on the line, make sure Surf Pro of Vero Beach is too by calling 772-770-0501. That's Surf Pro of Vero Beach, helping make fire, water, and mold damage like it never, ever happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Center for Advanced Eye Care. Five eye doctors that genuinely care about your eye care. Dr. Brannigan, Dr. Kadadade, Dr. Schnell, Dr. Katz, and Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care. Do you want advanced eye care? I do, and I want the best for you, too. Center for Advanced Eye Care.
Welcome back to Making America Strong Again, the program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Once again, here's your host, Steve Olds.
Thanks again for being with us. Today I'm joined by Colonel Marty Zickert, who is sharing with us what it's like to take that warrior spirit and go to work with it in the local community and across the country. Colonel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So one of the things we were talking about in the earlier section was what happens, especially when these young veterans are coming back, and the importance of, if we're going to unite America, I mean, which is one of our core objectives, that means we have to bring people together and that they have to feel as though somebody cares about them. I found it shocking that so many people who are young veterans don't necessarily feel that people care.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, I tell people, I said, the current generation grew up in the area where self-esteem was such a big thing. You know, we were so worried about that, and we were so worried about being politically correct, and everybody got a trophy. Well, everybody goes off to combat now, and the Vietnam era, everybody hated us. Simple. I could deal with that emotion. But the emotion the kids get now is they walk through an airport and people clap. Nobody clapped when we came home. But people are clapping. They're buying them dinner. They're giving them first-class seats. Right up until the time they take uniform off. And when they take the uniform off, the kids are going, what happened? You know, why can't I get a job? Because you can say all you want about the stock market being at 18,000. The economy is not at 18,000. And you come to a place like Indian River County, which quite frankly is not a manufacturing area. Our biggest employer is CVS Warehouse out there, other than the county and the government. And the kids are confused, and rightly so. And as a result, they feel people don't care, and they tend to go off the grid. Even when you can identify them, and they will tell you, I have a problem. I ran across the young man the other night and said, I have some real problems with it. And I said, here's three names. Call us. Mm-hmm. And haven't heard a word from him since. And here's a kid whose wife had told him, I can't live with you, you know, because of one thing or another. Because I guarantee you, you change when you go to combat.
That's
and
right.
Come back. And the wives are not prepared for that. So... And nobody tells the wife. No one prepares the wife. The military is horrible at that. And they don't do very well with the guys getting out either. So now we have women combat veterans coming back. Nobody knows how to deal with them. I've got a couple of good friends, and you know, they have PTSD too.
That's right.
You know, so how do we get that caring across to them? And that's what we're trying to do here. Well, I would guess in Indian River County, there are probably 400 charities. The problem is there's no one coordinator in there. What we're trying to do as a council is to be able to go out to all of these various charities and say, what can you offer someone coming back? Can you? And the biggest problem is mental health, because combat does change you. So the problem with mental health, of course, is the VA, their solution is, here's a pill. Oh, that one didn't work. Here's another pill. Let's try that. So what we're trying to do is find places that can do counseling and understand PTSD. Because if you go into a counselor who is used to doing alcohol addiction and you start talking our language to them and their eyes roll up the back of their head.
They're not equipped to help.
They can't help.
That's right.
I don't care how good they are at solving someone's alcohol problem or cigarette problem or whatever. They can't help with PTSD. And the kids turn them off and think, now no one really cares.
So let me draw some parallels, because in our Celebrate America Now model, which is essentially a 24-month campaign to really begin to come alongside the community.
Right.
Not to replace anything there. So we identify what's happening in organizations like the Veterans Council, many of these nonprofits, the churches, and say, everybody's got resources. Everybody has underutilized resources. And if we collaborate, we're going to be in good shape.
That's exactly right.
And if we also work with our small businesses, because that's another big element, and we're kicking off now in Indian River County the next phase called Celebrate Small Business, where we lift up and tell stories of the small businesses, and we invite those that want to pursue them to share their ideas. But that also begins to tell stories so that the veterans who may be in the shadows can begin to find out the element of finding a job. It's much more likely that we can connect them. So as we move through that second phase and then move into our third phase called Celebrate Our Heroes, ideally the veterans and especially these folks who are feeling underappreciated begin to come out of the shadows and understand America is here for them. And they'll begin to come and join and be and not be pressured. Nobody's going to put you on stage and nobody's going to tell a story that you don't want told.
Right.
The idea is to basically demonstrate, not lecture about what American exceptionalism is, but to pull them in and to help them experience that feeling. And that's a big part of where we're headed.
Yeah, and it sounds like rocket science stuff that's really hard to do, but it's not that hard to do if you have the right attitude, if you have the right motivation, and you can show them. Don't tell me, show me.
That's right.
And that's what I've always lived by, and that's what I did as a commander. I would have, don't come to me with problems. I got enough problems. Come to me with solutions of here's what we ought to do, and I'm willing to try it.
That's right.
Because everything that we come up with is not going to necessarily go, wow, that worked really good.
That's right.
So what we need to do is to work with these organizations and say, hey, we are just now reaching out to a group who have been here in Vero Beach since the Vietnam era, and we've never been able to reach out to them, and now we are.
That's awesome.
It's one of those where they're receptive. They just needed someone to say, why don't you come and listen to what we have to do and what we have to say? Mm-hmm. And once they do, they go, wow, that's pretty cool.
How about that?
Yeah. So let's get a party and tell everybody.
Bingo. It's funny. You know, there is a commonality between the younger generation and the geezer generation, as I like to call us, which is that we all like a party.
Yep.
We all like to celebrate. We all like to have some fun, especially when there's no social stigmas one way or the other, but we can have a good time. You had the opportunity to meet a lot of our leadership team from around the country and participate in our events last week.
Yep.
Give our listeners across the country an idea what that introductory Celebrate America event now was like.
Well, what I got out of it is that there is a lot of caring within the organization. And, I mean, people were from all over the United States. You know, I ran into guys, I'm going out to Las Vegas, ran into a guy from Las Vegas who's works in the Chamber of Commerce. What a great link.
Absolutely.
And now home base Indian River County has a link with someone I know in Vegas. So when I go out there for our reunion, I can go, hey, take a look. Let me show you. And that's the kind of thing. And the difference in people, you know, I tend to look at everybody from the veterans' point of view. Mm-hmm. Well, there were people there that weren't veterans.
Lots of them.
Lots of people that weren't veterans.
That's right.
They went, oh, wow, this sounds interesting. Don't know where you're going with it. Don't know what you want to do, but I think I want to be a part of it. And that's what I thought was so cool about it, is people came up to me afterwards and went, how long have you been with this? And I went, since the start. What's that been, 4 years
That's
now?
That's right. It's been over 4 years back when we were trying to figure out, so how do we actually rebuild America?
Yeah.
Well, let's give that a shot.
Yeah.
So in the final minute that we have or so, give us a picture in about 30 seconds of what America's veteran organizations look like. Are they as well organized as they are here? Or what do you see across the country?
What was very disappointing, I was in Pensacola in the three major bases there. Major Navy base, Special Forces base, and Eglin, they were very active, very, very active. But the veterans organizations weren't, and I'm not sure why. I wasn't there long enough to be able to – there's not even a Vietnam veterans up there. And, I mean, that is the largest retiree area in the United States.
So that gives us a vision to move forward and work together.
What an opportunity.
Awesome.
That's the way you got to look at it.
Thanks, Colonel, for being with us today.
National Restoration. Get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.